Trevor Castle, George Wares. Pleased to be joined now in the Hopkins Roofing Radio broadcast booth by Craig Bohl, who is the Executive Director of the American Football Coaches Association. Of course, Central Coach Jeff McMartin is the president of AFCA this year, and Craig in town to see his buddy and take in some D3 football. So, Craig, thanks for joining us.
You know, really an exciting time. I had texted a dear friend of mine, Chris Kleiman, who is a coach at Kansas State, and had spent some time at Loras College. And, you know, in the midst of all this chaos that's going on in college football, I text Chris. I said, I'm gonna watch some real football. I've not seen a Division III. I said, I'm going to watch a real football game. And he said, please tell Jeff hello. The last time I was a head coach and I went there, we got hammered. And so I'm looking at another hammering right
Simpson's
now.
The one getting hammered today. Yeah, what do you think about your first D3 experience?
You know, this is great. Here's some of the things I look at. You know, Central scoring, and I'm watching the bench, and I'm watching this whole collection of all these young men who are out there playing, not because of NIL, not because of – they're playing because they have a true love for this game. And when they score, they're all jumping up and down. All right, I've coached 42 years. This is typically what you see at some other places. A bunch of guys sitting on the bench because they're pouting because they're not playing or they're not getting what they want, and this guy doesn't have that. These guys here – they're a team.
Yep.
And this is pure football, and this is refreshing. And I'm going to go to Indianapolis this next week. Our president, Charlie Baker's two sons, played Division III football. I had a meeting with him 2 months ago. He cherishes this football. And it's been a breath of fresh air for me in the midst of this chaos.
I should say for our audience as well, Craig, the director of the AFCA, probably best known 42 years you mentioned as a coach at North Dakota State and all the national championships that were won there. So just helping connect the dots for some of our listeners, Coach.
Well, and there's been a Division III kind of. I told you off the air, I'm an Iowa State fan. Well, Matt Campbell, Mount Union, mm-hmm. So and to me, I'm biased, but I see when they go to the next level, they keep some of that, the stuff that they learned at where they played, where they coached.
Well, whole grouping of guys. Jeff Munkin's at Army. He's a West Point guy. The Mount Union guys, I call them like the mafia. Our head coach that replaced me at Wyoming, Jesua Bell, he played at Mount Union. And so this is football at its best. And, a glorious day, and this is really refreshing for me.
So how do you, because I'm a fan, and I watch, and I told you, I did my grad's work at Iowa State, go to a lot of Iowa State games, love the atmosphere, love this atmosphere, my heart's in D3, but sometimes the bigger level, for lack of a better word, it does turn me off a little bit, so how do you keep fans? You're going to get fans because it's an exciting product, but some of the stuff that goes on, it's almost like we have to turn our nose and accept it.
Well, we're not going to accept it, and I can appreciate you saying that. College football right now has never been more popular.
Agreed.
The NFL is here, and then college football is here, and down here is Major League Baseball, followed by the NBA. What I do think is we're in choppy water as a group, not this level, but we're in some choppy water, and we have to be able to have a common sense approach. And one of the things that we're charged with the American Football Coaches Association is we recognize that we shouldn't have a seat at the head of the table, but we need to have a presence, a seat at the table. We're the practitioners. And I would say a great majority of my colleagues at whatever level, they still cling to the values that what these guys are experiencing. And it is disheartening that we will begin, just because a guy's playing at, I'm going to say it, name, he shouldn't lose what he's getting here.
When
I played at the University of Nebraska for Tom Osborne. Wow. The experiences I had there, and we won national championships, the life lessons, all those things got to still resonate. And we're concerned about losing that and how we get our arms wrapped around. That's why as coaches, and you're a coach, I mean, damn it, we're the practitioners. You might want to listen to us.
To your point, obviously you at North Dakota State, you wanted to win. But there had to be so many things going on behind the scenes that allowed you to win. And you may have talked winning, but when the game started, it's about process. It's about what can we do to make the lives lives better and all that. And I think what's happening in Division One, I heard Coach Saban talk today on game day, that that's being lost a little bit because he could still do it. You could still do it because you've done it. But some of these new coaches, they're right away, it's all about the transaction.
Yeah.
You know, what can we do to win and who can we buy? And I think it's going to be harder to do some of that.
I get it. I get it. A dear friend of mine, Jim Tressel, whose father coached Division III, he said, players don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's just not a line. And I think somewhere in the fourth quarter on those great teams that we had at NDSU, when you had to have something, that, and you looked that kid in the eye, that player, coach believes in me.
That's everything. Yep.
Yeah. And that's how. Yep. That's how those. And
well, you could come be an assistant for me. I think we got some of the same stuff going. If you got a little time to do some softball stuff.
No, you know what? I want to pitch Jeff here, though.
Please.
He does a phenomenal job. We have a board of trustees, which has representation to all levels of football, and he chairs the room. And he enjoys a really good national reputation. He's a statesman. He's passionate. He cares. He always says the right things. And, you know, I can't say he's going to be transitioning off the board now that his presidentship is over. But, boy, he has done a great job representing Division III. And done a great job representing this school.
That's good. That's not surprising at all because Jeff cares about a lot besides just his own program. I do want to bring up one more central thing. Your memories, recollection, I don't know what they hit with Coach Ron Skipper, what you know about him.
Well, he was an icon. You know, I can remember when I was a younger coach going to the convention and you'd hear about certain names. Coach Skipper. Coach Carers, all these iconic coaches, when they would walk through the hall, they commanded respect. That's a coach.
Yep.
And that's earned. And in our profession, it's a pretty small circle. And either you're one of the good guys or you're an outlier. And he was one of the great ones.
Craig Ball is with us. He's the executive director of the American Football Coaches Association. You know, you mentioned having a seat at the table. Mm-hmm. I think you started at the top by talking about the chaos at the Division I level. Mm-hmm. Where do you think big-time college football will be in 10 years?
Yeah.
And where would you like big-time college football to be?
Here's where we would like to go is the values that we talked about, whether you're in softball or whatever, of developing and being a part of a team and some stability. We have got to fashion a way that begins to resonate again. And, you know, now we're dealing with litigation. I was on the phone with two attorney generals this last week and explaining the importance of roster stability and things like that. My sense is this all got – there's blood on our hands. And I told them all, I said, I coached in the Southwest Conference with SMU and everything else. I said, you think this is going to be warm and fuzzy? This ain't brownies and fairies and people going to a pizza joint. We have got to roll this out better. And, well, let's just figure it out as we go. Well, we've got what we got. But what I do believe, guys, there's going to be – the pendulum's going to swing. I believe the public appetite right now is okay. You know, we're still in this for a scholastic model, and we need to rein that back somehow. And I do think, and I for one too think there needs to be some federal legislation simply because you've got states all doing their own thing.
So you're in favor of that? Congress getting involved?
I am, and you know what? And we're probably going to engage in that. And that's. I know that sounds choppy and a lot of people are out there, but what in the heck can we do to unify our country? Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, frick, it's college football, it's college athletics. Yep. How can we be against that? So let's come in there with some bipartisan approach and go, let's figure it out, folks.
You used the word bipartisan. Do you want to go have a beer after this or something?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So I do have a question about, like, we're older, right? We've been doing this quite a while. Like,
I'm 66.
What do you think the younger coaches that will be the new Jeff McMartins, that will be the new you, how are they processing all this?
You know, Jeff's going to be fine.
Okay? Well, Jeff's kind of
not younger. That much younger. He's in his mid-50s, coach.
About, you know, even younger I talked to some of the younger coaches.
Okay.
How about like a Kellen DeBoer? I mean, like, guys like that.
Great guy. a great dude, and Sioux Falls College guy, and know him well. His heart's in the right place. There's a lot of coaches that are in my old league, the Mountain West, that has got some dynamic younger coaches, and we're mentoring them. And they're looking. They're saying, Coach, okay, tell me how – the sky's not falling. We're going to be okay, but you have some ideas what we can do to fashion this plan forward so we don't lose this. So your talk about transactional.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what is the case, though. I get it. They're 18 to 22.
Sometimes 26, 27, but mostly 18.
Yeah, guys at BYU especially.
There you go.
But they're that ain't going to change.
Yeah,
they're 18 to 22,
yeah.
And they still are emotionally. They may be 6'5", 245 pounds with 2% body fat, but they're still young, and they don't shave. And that's still part that we have to mentor and bring along. That gives me hope, and I think our young coaches are going to resonate with that.
Anything else to bring it home, Coach?
No, I'm impressed. Thank you a lot for coming up.
You know what? I'm impressed. I can tell you what a heck of a venue, the support, how the team's playing. And I met the administration. I met all the guys that came back. Wow. What
for
does
the
that
84
say?
Team, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one guy tried to get in a stance. I said, hey, get your ass up in the air. Excuse my language, man.
Yeah, all good.
Hopefully you got that beeper out there.
Our softball players have heard that once or twice in their life. So,
guys,
Craig,
thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye now, guys.
Craig Bohl is the executive director of the American Football Coaches Association. Gracious enough to stop by during halftime here as Central College leads Simpson on homecoming 2024. 45-0.